This is audio log number 4, and today is July 12th. Welcome to the TVU podcast. I guess it's my first time kind of saying the name. And today I thought I'd just, talk about something at a personal level, somewhat personal. And kind of talking about, the life stage that I'm at, and maybe it's a experience that people have had or will have or are dealing with now, and maybe something that people can relate to. But recently I've been finding myself, thinking about my current state and current age a little bit more than before. I'm not sure if this is because, you know, it's pandemic, everyone's inside, and kind of run out of things to think about. So I'm in my early 30s, and I'm at the point in my life where the people around me are slowly shifting from, you know, being single in school to getting a job, and then now getting married. And that's the stage that most of my people around me are at, my friends and my family. And then now slowly, people around me are also having kids. So, you know, a few of my friends, you know, got pregnant during the pandemic or gave birth during the pandemic. And so you, I feel this sudden shift. And at the point in my life now where the decisions that you make regarding kind of like whether or not to have a kid is a pretty big deal, because like I said, early 30s and I'm a woman, it is a pretty big decision and somewhat time sensitive one. So lately I've been thinking about it a lot, because it is very much life-changing, and unlike the generations before, where it was kind of like an automatic, you know, you get married, have kids, that's life, you just do it. It's obviously more and more acceptable to not do that. So for myself, I feel like I'm at this point where you're being confronted with a choice now, and I've just, you know, when you think about the future and you kind of think about these are the different things that could potentially happen that you're aware of, right? You don't talk about the things that, you know, knock on wood, don't happen. Or, you know, hope to God don't happen, like car accident, cancer, or, you know, some devastating stuff. You just kind of think about, you know, okay, if I have a kid, this and this is going to happen. Or if I don't have a kid, you know, this is how my life will probably end up. So, lately, it's been kind of more apparent in my mind and kind of something that I think about a little bit more than usual. Like I said, maybe as a result of pandemic, or maybe just as a result of being in that life stage where you're taking that next step, and this next step is pretty big, because having a kid is like 20 years invested into this one thing, right? Not as easy as like a career change. And then nowadays, even career changes, you can go from one thing, you invest like maybe 10 years, you're like doing one thing for 10 years, and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna change and to do something else. And that's fairly, like, you can, it's fairly common now and easy to do and not surprising whatsoever. But having a kid piece is kind of a big deal still. Well, it is always, but, I mean, it's a huge investment. So, and given that, you know, you're thinking about these potentials for your own future and, like, you know, when you have a kid, what is your life going to be like? And as a woman, you know, you're thinking a solid investment of not only time, but like effort and attention. Just how much goes into that? And how much are you feeling comfortable with investing in terms of, do I really want to be spending 18 years of my life doing that? It's a pretty big deal. And just a lot of thoughts going in your head when you're thinking of these things. And at a point in time when you're kind of time sensitive, you know, because probably 10 years down the line, you're in your 40s and it's going to be hard. You can't be like, oh, I want to have a kid when you change it, when you said no in the beginning. Obviously it's hard to wrap your head around, because I guess, and this is how I see a lot of media, they deal with this topic in a somewhat sensitive way. Oftentimes I find that when they talk about the woman who doesn't have any kids, they're usually very career oriented, very ambitious, and you know, they probably end up being like a VP or something, and that's how they usually paint the picture of someone who doesn't have kids or chooses not to have kids. And oftentimes that might not be the case. It's a very stereotypical image, I think. But I'm thinking for myself, you know, if I don't have kids, would I be so wholeheartedly invested in my career that, yeah, I could end up being a VP of something? Is that something that I would want? I don't know. Obviously, not having kids is just a huge, like, I guess, it's a huge financial relief, right? Because you're just working to support yourself and maybe your significant other. But just having that kind of thought and assessment of the future, it's a bit difficult. I mean, it is difficult. It's a big thing. And this thought, I guess, has kind of driven me to kind of reassess also aspects of my life as well, right? Now that I'm in my early 30s, I transitioned from my 20s to my 30s. I'm kind of rethinking, like, oh, my 20s, what did I do? And you just kind of think about it. And also kind of think about, what was I even thinking about when I was 20? And just kind of spend some time thinking about that too, because ultimately they're kind of connected, you know. And when you think about the future and you also think about the past, oh, what are the things that I had decided to do? How did I end up to where I am now? And think about, oh wow, imagine if I had done that differently, right? So lately that's what I've been thinking about, these kinds of life decisions and how I end up to where I am now, which can get tiring sometimes. Which I guess I just wanted to talk about and get share, because it's something that is common, but I don't know if a lot of people talk about it. If a lot of people talk about, you know, what they did in the past, maybe some things you might think now, like, oh, I maybe could have done that differently. But yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, my decision to go to the university that I went to, when I think back about it now, I can honestly say I don't think I spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, do I go to this university or versus that university and the real impact it would have on my life. In my decision, I chose a university that was outside, you know, was far away from home. I'd have to move out, I'd have to rent somewhere or whatnot. I'd be about 3 hours away from my family. But I didn't really consider like the education and whether or not it was really necessary for me to go that far to get to where I wanted to be. And only when I think back about that time, you know, when I was in my early, like when I finished high school, I was 18, 19, and thinking about at that time, did I even consider what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life? I don't think I even had that thought. Nor did anyone really ask me, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? Or what do you want to be doing to make money? I'm just thinking at that age, I wasn't even thinking about, how am I going to use this education to earn a living? And I'm not sure if it's because maybe my parents, being immigrants, they didn't really think they needed to have that discussion with me or kind of in place that thought in my head. But I'm thinking back at that time, I did not think even how my education would connect to how I'm going to make money. I don't think I had that thought. And until maybe like later on in my, when I was in school, that I thought, you know, I started thinking about like, what am I going to do after I graduate? What is the job I'm looking for? And so when I think back about that time and the decisions that I made and how much thought I put into it, I'm like, oh gosh, how could I have been so, you know, naive, I guess. But I mean, that's what happens. You're young, you're like 18, and it's like, you just, you know, go with the flow, I guess. But that's one of the things that I think about now. I'm like, I could have spent more time to figure that out. And maybe that's my bad, right? And I don't know if so many people, if anyone's ever had that feeling before, and I'm sure there are. It's common at that age. So now when I think about my decisions going forward, as someone in my early 30s, I try to be more mindful, I guess. And I guess that's what happens when you get older. You just think more about the decisions you make because you have to be careful. Because I guess that's the price of being old. You just think more. Whereas when you're younger, you're more reckless and you don't really thoroughly think some of the decisions you make. And then when you look back, you're like, well, why did I do that? But yeah. But I guess it's a little bit more difficult and a little bit more different now since people have so much choice. And, you know, it's kind of like you do what you want. You don't have to have kids. You don't have to get married. You don't have to buy a house. You can rent for the rest of your life and you'd still be good financially. You'd have money to spend and you'd just take care of yourself. So that's kind of what I've been thinking about. And it is exhausting sometimes. The way my brain works, just think about things. It just, oh, okay, that's an exhausting thought. But it happens and it happens. So, welcome to my brain, which is fine because it's not welcoming thoughts. When I thought about it, and that this is kind of a mix. I was reading on subreddit. There was like an Ask Reddit question that said like, oh, what are some of the things that you would tell your younger self? And this is a very common question. Like, if you could tell the younger self, your younger self, something, what would it be? Basically, what is that one piece of advice? And then I remember reading it a couple times. It's the same idea that, like, you should go for whatever you want so that you don't regret it in the future. It's better that you had done it than instead of regretting it in the future. And that's like, people were repeating that same thing. And I thought, oh, wow, yeah, I guess. If you really want to do something, you should do it so that when you look back, you don't regret it. And I feel like, did I have that feeling? And I'm thinking, I think I did everything I wanted to do. But now when I look back at, for example, how I chose my schooling, or I thought, oh, do I regret choosing it? I feel like I don't regret it, but I feel like maybe it could have been done better. And I thought about this question, you know, what would you tell your younger self? What was that one thing you would tell your younger self? When I think about that, I would tell them that be more confident in yourself and embrace who you are and what you are. And when I think about that, I think at that time when I was younger, in my teenage years and things like that, I think it was just a general lack of confidence and general lack of belief that if I pursued something, it could amount to something. And I feel like now when I think back, I was really, in my high school years, I was really into like being creative. I was really into like film and video and like art. I took drama. I think I was doing like stage tech stuff. So I was like learning about lights and stuff. I also did like video. So I made, you know, videos with like, you know, writing storylines for a video and shooting it out basically. And I even made like a video art installation that I really liked as well. But ultimately, I didn't pursue that. For whatever reason, I don't know. I guess I didn't think of it as a way to... I don't know. I didn't know why I didn't study it in university or whatnot, but I could have. And that's something maybe that goes back to what I said. Just embrace what you do and what you like. Be passionate about that, because that will lead you somewhere, even if you don't think so, and being confident in that choice. So then when I think back, yeah, I think that's what I would say to myself. It's hard to think that now because, yeah, I'm like, why didn't I feel that way? Well, a number of reasons, and I'm not going to go into that because that tapped into like a big jar of worms and stuff. So, but now I think, oh, so going forward, and I would like to pursue that. And I thought, you know, that's, I think, a good way to explain, I guess, how I want to continue living my life and being confident in something that even though I don't think I should be confident in the things that I enjoy and things that I pursue, because even if I don't think at the time when I started that it will amount to anything, it can and it will. As long as I wanted to, it will. So that's what I'm thinking, and trying to keep a stronghold of my confidence in that way and kind of reiterating that in my decision in the future. So I'm just thinking, when I think about, you know, default thought about future is I will have kids, because that's what everyone does. That's what my parents would want. That's what my family would want. That's what, you know, most people would want. But then I think about, you know, if I really don't want to have it, don't want to have kids, or don't want to go in that direction, and just want to live like a very single free life, I know my partner will support it, and I know I wouldn't get so much. I don't know if my parents would be annoying me with it, but I'm sure it would just kind of phase out. And I'm just thinking, I need to do something that I won't regret, right? It's hard though, because then it just makes you second guess all the decisions you make. But I mean, you can apply it to your life when it, you know, works out or not. So, yeah. So, sorry, today's audio log is a bit of a mess. But it's like a mental barf, I guess. So, yeah, it's been tough. It's been tough thinking about the future, and it doesn't help that there's a pandemic, but I mean, kind of have to make do with what you can, right? So I'm hoping that, you know, whatever path I decide, whatever does happen ultimately, when it comes down to those bigger decisions, that I can be confident in what I choose, and that I can continue to pursue the things I enjoy. Although I might not be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, or maybe it might not make sense to people, I can be confident in myself and my ability to go through with that decision or route. And that's what I'm thinking, that's a really good, to me anyways, applies to myself, thought. But yeah, I mean, I would like to share for you guys to have that challenge too. If you ever are just sitting on the toilet and just, you know, need a thought, there's a thought. What would you tell your younger self if you had one chance? You could tell them one thing, one piece of advice. It's a tough question. a lot of people ask it all the time to like artists and stuff like that. So like, you know, what would you tell them? You know, to keep an eye out for your career and things like that. But it's nice to see that question being asked to more common people, you know, to see the general experience that people have had in their life and what would they, you know, what would they say, and seeing that there is some commonality in their response. I think it's pretty cool. And pretty neat. I like reading those Ask Reddit questions, although some of them are not safe for work and some of them they have responses that I really didn't want to read. So, but I mean, it's interesting. But yeah, that's what's been going on lately. And I guess what I said about being confident about what you want to do and sticking with it, even if you think it's not going to end up well or whatever, I think that applies to this podcast, because initially I thought, why would I make a podcast? Who's going to listen to me? I don't know if anyone's listening, if there's anyone listening. And honestly, I just hope that this can be something that I need and will be proud of in the future, whether I share with my kids or, you know, in the future, maybe there'll be hundreds of episodes of me talking about brain vomits. Anyways, I don't want to keep this one for too long. So thanks for listening to my brain vomit. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope it incited some thought and feeling in you. So thanks for listening, and have a good evening, good night, or good morning. Bye-bye.